Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the rest. Bye. Until next week.
Just don't. Oh, wow, that was abrupt. I thought it was going to be a fade out, but it wasn't. That's a very exciting and A-OK. Hello, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. It's Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Ella. Hello. Welcome to What a Wonderful World. The first time this semester that What a Wonderful World is hitting the airwaves. It's a very exciting and very fun, and we have such, well, me. I have such a great radio show planned today. I even planned it yesterday. It was very exciting. Sometimes, you know, it's a little more chaotic, but this time we got a plan. We got some rocking songs, and we're going to start off, as always. Whoa, let's see. Move in the mic so I can see my show titled Radio Show 41. Welcome, new semester! Even though it might not be 41, because I don't really think I was labeling when the show's remote, but we've had at least 41 shows, so that's a very, very exciting, and what better way to start us off on this show than doing, of course, Ella Fitzgerald, a real quickie. Oh wait, it's not even quick, what? This is so long. What, 4 minutes? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ella Fitzgerald. Let's see. We're going chaotic. Never mind. I thought we were just all planned, but no. We're going chaotic with looking for one more Ella song. That's not like 7 minutes. I think this spectacular one. Now I know the one in my head that I want. I just have to find it. Looking. Here it is. Okay, peeps. You're never gonna believe it. It's Ella Fitzgerald. It's gonna be one of my favorites. Let's see what aux it's on. We're just gonna turn both on to play Ella Fitzgerald doing a tisket a tasket.
Thank you. Tisket a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mommy on the way. I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in a pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue with not a single thing to do. She went a pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. Tisket a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh gee, I wonder where my basket can be. Let me see, have you seen it over there? Oh dear, I wish that little girl I could see. Have you seen her over there? Oh, why was I so careless with that basket of mine? That itty bitty basket was a joy of mine.
Wash my yellow basket.
Won't someone help me find my basket? Make me happy again. No.
Now just a little yellow basket.
Ba 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 ba. A little yellow basket.
It's Ella Fitzgerald with a tisket a tasket. Off to a rockin' start. Really, just an interesting, spontaneous start. But that's what this is all about. I hope that you're having a great day. It is just 11:09 and 30 seconds, if you want to know, on Friday morning. And, well, actually, it's a pretty great Friday morning. There is just a little snow on the ground over here at Tufts University, at Tufts Freeform Radio. And otherwise, it's about 45, 50 degrees, the sun's shining, the snow's melting, it's creating lots of puddles that then are just reflecting the sky, which is really, really epic. So lots of reflecting of the sky happening and the clouds and some just rocking sun, a little snow, and just lots of happiness. So hopefully you're having a great day. And we have so many great songs coming up. Hopefully we can just fit them all in the hour. It's a brand new schedule, so it was very exciting to just say hi to the DJ before me. Actually, next time I have to ask her name, because I didn't even get it this time. That's exciting, but I don't even know who's coming up next. Probably someone great. But until then, we are going to play so many great songs I'm very excited about. And the first one up, I am so excited about. This song. So, last class. If you're a frequent listener, you know that History of Blues was a class I took last year. This semester, I'm taking so many exciting classes, including a social movement, revolutions, resistance, advocacy, music class. How insane. Truly. So, we are learning about all different music that's been used in revolutions and resistances and movements all over the world. And we started off talking about the civil rights movement and We Shall Overcome and Vietnam anti-war protests. And it was just very exciting learning. And one of the most exciting ones that we heard was Blowing in the Wind. So we heard just, oh no, Blowing in the Wind. Bob Dylan, that's my gut. Blowing in the Wind. Yeah, Bob Dylan. Okay, mind, great. But then we heard that. Yes, yes, yes. But then we heard the Sam Cooke version, which, whoa, 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 whoa. So beautiful and insane. And just a lot more rocking and swinging. But they're both amazing, but this song really just blew my mind. It's very exciting. And then there's like, well, I'll get the exact wordings of this little change that Sam Cooke made that we really loved in our class. So we're going to hit it with that. And then maybe we're just going to play some Otis Redding. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But first off, here's a very exciting live version of Blowing in the Wind. It is Sam Cooke.
That's for me, yeah. Must a man walk down before he's called a man? Tell me, how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Tell me, how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? Know the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer, blowing in the wind. Ha. How many times must a man look up before he sees the sky? Tell me, how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? What I wanna know is how many deaths will it take till he knows? Too many people have died. Oh, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer, somewhere in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it's washed down to the sea? Tell me, how many years can some people exist before they allow them to be free? What I wanna know is, how many times can a man turn his head, pretending that he just doesn't see? No, the answer, my friend, blowing in the wind. The answer, blowing.
Hey, hey. Happy nice. Party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig
like,
it.
Solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see,
sister,
oh, what's going on.
It's Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. What a song. It was just a number one hit, a chart. Whoa, chart. Chart? Chart? It was a chart topper. Very, very exciting stuff. But just during just the Vietnam War, when it was just one of the only songs that was top of the charts, but also just very political. Because he was just asking what's going on. Kind of just with the war. There's so many crazy things happening. Here it is. I'm going to write a song about it. And, oh my gosh, now I need to find the quote. Okay, well, I'll find the quote just around the next commercial break, as we say. Oh, wait, no, the song break. There's no commercial on WMFO. Very exciting stuff, which means what would it be called? Just a PSA is coming up soon. But first, we are not doing a PSA. We're doing a very exciting comparison that, did you know? Whoa, the tab has been lost. That isn't the same quick version of that song. Just amazing. Blown in the Wind, so actually spectacular. It blew my mind. Look up the YouTube video. of Sam Cooke Blowing in the Wind, and then there's all these dancers, and then he's just singing with the crowd, and it's epic while they're dancing with the crowd. And one of the things that we were talking about in class is that the Bob Dylan version says, "How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?" But the Sam Cooke version is, "How many roads must a man walk down before he's called a man?" And that really was just boggling our minds, because Sam Cooke was just really centering the person and the peeps that were just being talked about, and just was just very poignantly, amazingly centering of people. And we really, really, really loved that. So that is just one very little thing that we thought really connected to just why these songs were so powerful. Okay, so I'm going to find the Marvin Gaye song about, I mean, quote, about why he felt like he should make that song. But first off, we're just going to listen to some other rockin' songs, including one that I heard recently and then just really, really loved, a Van Morrison song that is just kind of smooth. We're going to go a little chill, and then Otis Redding's coming on. We just kind of did a little surprise there with maybe Otis Redding's coming on. Bam, he didn't come on. This time, he's coming. So just get ready. We're going into the Mystic, and then we're sitting on the dock of the bay.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the Mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the Mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will float into the Mystic. Thank you.
morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. And then I watch them roll away. Watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I had nothing to live for. Looked like nothing. Watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me.
Some happy, peaceful stuff. It's Otis Redding with Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. And right before that was the rockin' song Van Morrison, Into the Mystic, which was just a fun tune that I just totally forgot about. So there it is, some rockin' songs. And also, I found the very exciting quote. Uh-oh, I've lost the tab. Doot, doot. Here it is, from just that amazing song we were listening to earlier, when Marvin Gaye, he said about What's Going On that, here's his quote, "I began to reevaluate my whole concept of what I wanted my music to say. I was very much affected by letters my brother was sending me from Vietnam, as well as the social situation here at home. I realized that I have to put my own fantasies behind me if I wanted to write songs that would reach the souls of people. I wanted them to take a look at what was happening in the world." So there it is, Marvin Gaye's just great thoughts about what's going on. What a song. That was so hard to read. It was just all highlighted and in the corner, the weirdest font ever. But there we go. We got it out. We're sharing Marvin's ideas. And now we're just going to go, I don't even know what next. There's just so many exciting ones. I think we're going to get a little soulful with, well, there's just a lot of soulful songs on here, my gosh. But I think we're going to go a little soulful with The Music Explosion. And then when we come back, shall we do a PSA? We might just have a birthday celebration. I don't know. We'll see. But first off, it's A Little Bit of Soul, The Music Explosion. Here we go. Let's swing. Oh,
must have got lost somewhere down the line. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Give away them days you were mine. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost somewhere down the line. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Give away the days you were mine. Oh, yeah. Well, I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost somewhere down the line.
Must have got lost, the Jay Giles Band. What a song. Whoa, what a song, what a song. It is 11:35, and right before Must Have Got Lost, we listened to the swinging tune, A Little Bit of Soul by the Music Explosion, and then we just did a little parallel to, or I would not say parallel, maybe like a ricochet, perhaps, from A Little More Swinging to A Little More Rocking, but we got some overlap there. We got some just wiggling overlap, I'd say. And now we are just going to continue on with a happy birthday celebration, because just today it is my Aunt Jenny's birthday. What? Oh my gosh. So the excitement is off the charts. Happy birthday, Jenny. This is a shout out for you. A happy birthday shout out on the What a Wonderful World's first show of the semester. Happy birthday. I hope you're having just the most spectacular, happy, joyful, peaceful, rockin', celebratory, just confetti everywhere, maybe just some yummy desserts, just some really special days coming at you, and just happy birthday. I hope it's just such a fantastic, fantastic day. So with that, this next song, well really just both these songs, are going out to you, the first one being Coldplay, Yellow, just a song that I know you like. And then, oh my gosh, I didn't know that this song was so long. I thought that song, well, the song after Yellow, was so short. My gosh, both of these are so long. Okay, well, that's what you just deserve. A very long, happy celebration, and that's what we're going to give you. So, yeah, we're doing it, okay? We're doing it. Here you go. Happy birthday, Jenny. We're starting off with Yellow, and then it's just gonna be a birthday song surprise. So here we go. It's Coldplay doing Yellow Live.
There's no excuse to be sat down in this song, please, you know. If you stand up, we'll buy you all the ice cream. Your skin.
It's the Beatles. Happy birthday. One exciting one. Happy birthday, Jenny. I hope you're having such a great day. And there was Yellow Live from Coldplay 2003. What a rocking tune. And right after that, Birthday by the Beatles. A song you just, I don't know, I don't hear it that much. But bam, why not play it on this beautiful day? Also to just celebrate your birthday. So here we go. Next, oh, there's a siren. I wonder if you can hear it. This is very exciting. Siren just passing on by. But, let's see. The siren has interrupted my train of thought. Oh, yes! Well, now there's just a very exciting song that I haven't even listened to yet. So, that's exciting. This was just an impulse buy. When I was just getting the most spectacular song, Sam Cooke Blowin' in the Wind Live, I saw that Sam Cooke also had a What a Wonderful World song. And just for the What a Wonderful World show, for our first show back, it seems like we should highlight just the most rockin' song, I'd say, that we heard today. We've heard a lot of amazing ones. But just Sam Cooke doing What a Wonderful World, I think we need to hear it. So here we go. We're playing two What a Wonderful Worlds in 1 hour. I almost played also John Batiste's version, but I thought maybe that'd be a little much. So next week we'll play that. But it's so good. Go on YouTube, I'd say. Please just do that. It'd be so epic. And just type in What a Wonderful World, John Batiste, and your mind will be blown. But that one especially has to do with some visuals. There's some nice purple in the back, and then this guy's just really into it. So I just recommend that for your life for this beautiful Friday. But we're going to listen to, let's see. What a Wonderful World, of course, by Sam Cooke. But first, it is 11:47. Okay, I think we're gonna listen to that one and then maybe come on back and then do a PSA? Okay, I know what we're going to do. We're going to start with Ray Charles. Then we're going to listen to Sam Cooke. Then we're all going to come back together and just probably say, oh my gosh, this was so amazing, and get just live reactions from the first time ever listening to this spectacular song. Then the PSA is coming. And then probably just one more song before I just sign off and play What a Wonderful World again. So just get very excited. Here we go. We're starting off with Ray Charles getting a little jazzy with Unchain My Heart. Oh, that didn't do anything. It played. Whoa, Ray, what are you doing, Ray? Let's see. Oh, okay, Ray's playing now. Okay, well, that was the unsmoothest transition in the history of transitions because nothing happened when the transition happened. But here we go. Now we're playing Ray Charles. And also, just remind me, that's Valentine's Day on Monday. So just happy birthday. Happy birthday to Ginny. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I hope they have just such a happy, loving, beautiful, celebratory Valentine's Day on Monday. And just that the highlighting of loving the world and just loving all the peeps around you is coming on in on that beautiful Monday day. So I'm just sending lots of love out onto the airwaves. And with that, we're going to Ray Charles to send us some more loving songs that are just also very rocking and swinging. So here we go. Now, get ready for the transition of a lifetime. It's Unchain My Heart. Ray, hit it.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me be.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart. 'Cause you don't care about me. You got me sort of like a pillowcase, but you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, let me go.
Unchain my heart,
'cause you don't love me no more. Some fella tells me that you're not at home. So unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free.
I'm under your spell,
like a man in a trance,
but I know darn well
that I don't stand a chance. So
unchain my heart,
let me go my way.
Unchain my heart,
worry me night and day.
Unchain my heart.
Why lead me through a life of misery when you don't care about a beat for me? So unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free. Under your spell,
I'm under your spell,
like a man in a trance,
like a man in a trance.
Wow, you know darn well,
but I know darn well,
that I don't stand a chance,
that I don't stand a chance.
So unchain my heart,
unchain my heart,
let me go my way. Set me free.
Please set me free.
Oh, won't you set me free?
Please set me free.
Oh, set me free.
Please set me free.
Wow, set me free, little God.
Please set me free.
Oh, won't you set me free?
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about
geography,
don't know much
trigonometry,
don't know much about
algebra,
don't know what a sliding rule is for, but I do know
what it was is two.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about
history,
don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
I know that song. What? I've been in my mind, I've mixed it all up. That was, of course, Sam Cooke, What a Wonderful World, and what a, just a beautiful song. But did I think it was maybe a different song? Yeah. But that's just all what happens when you could get a fun surprise. And now it makes me think that I should do a radio show about songs that are like What a Wonderful World, or maybe if there's more, maybe if I can find enough songs that are just What a Wonderful World versions, I'll just do that. But if that's too boring, then maybe I'll just do ones that are about the world, or maybe Wonderful World. I don't know. But this was, I feel like this in the mix would just shake it up a little bit. So this, the ideas are whirling. The excitement is brewing. And you just listened to Sam Cooke doing What a Wonderful World, which, it's good that I got, because we didn't even have that song, and that's such a spectacular song. So, of course, Sam Cooke. And then right before that was, oh, yes, Ray Charles, Unchained My Heart. Just that fun, funky one. And now, the time you've been waiting for, it's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Ella with What a Wonderful World. That's the show, and it's 11:55 and 30 seconds. Wow, so weird that both the time checks were 30 seconds. The PSA is coming, peeps. I don't even know how to just contain my excitement. Can you believe that Tufts Freeform Radio, because it's community radio, it does not have any ads ever. So, whoa, we only have one PSA an hour, and one of my absolute favorites is this one. So, well, I'm reading it, so that will give you a hint of what it is. But I'm coming at you right now with it. So, here we go, and then, oh my gosh, we might just, I might have to fade out a song. I'm so sorry, song, whatever I fade out. But first, dried food PSA. Here we go. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugar, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is gonna be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That ending just always gets me. And also that you just get to say so many fruits. So much fun. So there it is, the dried fruit PSA, a classic coming back. Putting the PSA binder away. Oh my gosh, it's 11:57. I can't even believe it. Wow. Well, let me see. I just wonder about, I think we might just go right into What a Wonderful World. So now it's the time to say goodbye. So crazy enough. I can't even believe it. Let's see what's coming up next. Zen, or the skill to catch a vibe. Oh, that's very fun. Okay. Well, I'm not sure just if this is going to be on, so I'm just going to be turning on Wivendell. Hopefully then this person just has their show come on, or it'll be a live show. It'll be very exciting. But crazily enough, we have a couple more songs that are going to be going over to next week, so don't you worry, because we'll be listening to all the amazing songs. And next week, maybe it'll be the What a Wonderful World set. I don't even know. We'll figure it out. But until then, I hope that you're having such a beautiful day. Happy Valentine's Day on Monday to just all the peeps in the world. Send in so much love. And just have such a beautiful Friday. Hopefully it is so happy with so many blue skies and some sunshine and maybe a bird or two. I almost let a bird into Curtis Hall. But actually, it might have been a trick of my vision. I don't really know. But hopefully you see a bird. That's all I have to say. And just thank you so much for listening and joining me on this beautiful day. I've loved being with you. This has been Ella, What a Wonderful World, 91.5 FM, WMFO. And now we're ending with, of course, Louis Armstrong. Join me next week, 11 a.m. on Friday. Just the perfect time. I'll see you then. And until then, here's Louis to sing us out with one of my favorites. What a Wonderful World, sending so much love and jazz and swing and happiness to all you. And now, here's Louie.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.